Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. A Friday heading into a long weekend as well, so it's an extra special Friday. A Memorial Day Friday, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, getting the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dental workers out there, all my dentists, all my dental assistants, making sure the people keep their teeth pearly white. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there as well, riding around and getting the people from home to work, or getting some of the kiddos. Some are on summer vacation, but get some of the kiddos still from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all the UPS drivers feeding the local 28. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night people in the, I think I'm missing one. But anywho, if I'm missing one, I'm sorry. I'll come back to you. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. I told you it's a lot to keep up with. You know what I'm saying? But anywho, we are happy to get things going on a Friday. We will do Grillin' Dylan here in about 37 minutes. So get whatever questions you may have ready, whether you want to talk about Memorial Day, the plans for Memorial Day, whether you want to talk about any type of sports, the NBA Eastern Conference Finals Game 2 was last night. You want to talk about that series? We can talk about that. Second game of the Western Conference Finals happening tonight. We can talk about that if you want. We can talk Braves, Hawks, Falcons. Don't matter. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. So get your questions for Grillin' Dylan ready. That'll be at 5:40. But we are going to start things off. Speaking of the Braves, we're going to start things off talking about the Atlanta Braves. They get the series win and their major league leading eighth shutout of the season as they beat the Chicago Cubs yesterday, 3-0. And a good day for the Braves yesterday. And we saw Jarred Kelenic get into one. He had a solo shot. Marcell Ozuna, while he did have his hitting streak snapped of 15 games, did not get a hit yesterday. He did get another RBI, so that was good. Ozzie Albies got himself a RBI as well, and we got another stellar pitching performance. But this time, wasn't from a Charlie Morton, wasn't from a Max Fried or Chris Sale. It was from A.J. Smith Shaver. He was on the mound for the Braves yesterday, and he had himself a nice season debut. 4 1/3 innings, only giving up 3 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. And the bullpen was absolutely lights out yesterday as well. Got to give a quick shout-out to the bullpen before we get back to A.J. Smith Shaver. But Dylan Lee, he pitched an inning of work. No hits, no runs, no walks, a strikeout. Pierce Johnson came in and pitched 2/3 innings. He only gave up a hit. He did have a walk, but he did have a strikeout as well. Joe Jimenez bounced back. He had a perfect inning. A.J. Minter had a perfect inning as well, had a strikeout to go along with it. And then Raisel Iglesias gets his 12th save of the season. He had 2 strikeouts in a perfect inning. So bullpen did their job. A.J. Smith Shaver did his job. And I want to talk a little bit about A.J. as well, because, look, this is the guy that I've been talking about, that I've been wanting to see all season long, because he's got the stuff. He's got that overpowering fastball. I don't know if it's quite on Spencer Strider level, but he's got that pop. He's got that velocity like a Spencer Strider. Now, I'm not coming in here and saying that he is going to fill the gap of Spencer Strider, because I don't think anybody in Major League Baseball can fill the gap of Spencer Strider or fill the shoes of Spencer Strider. So I'm not saying that. But he's darn close. And a very good A.J. Smith Shaver. A.J. Smith Shaver clicking on all cylinders is scary for opponents out there as well. So I do want to let you hear a little bit from A.J. Smith Shaver as well, because he was talking to the media yesterday after the game, and he actually – I want to let you first hear him talk about, just to get things kicked off, want to let you hear him talk about his season debut, because he not only pitched with confidence yesterday, but he understands, having got that experience last year, he knows he's got the stuff to compete with these major league hitters. He knows he can get these guys out. And he knows that he can get the job done up here, and he was talking about that yesterday. Here's A.J. Smith Shaver talking about making his season debut yesterday against the Cubs.
I'm definitely I definitely feel like I can get the job done here, and confident in my stuff. It's just about getting opportunities and trying to make the most of them.
There you go, making the most of his opportunities, and he knows he can get the job done. You heard him say it there. He knows he's got the stuff after having some success last season. He knows he can get the job done. He knows he can do what he needs to do. He knows he can get these professional hitters out. And having that experience and having those games yesterday, being able to pitch in those games that he did last year, and having that experience that he got last year, you can tell it was good for him. It instilled a confidence in him, and then being able to start his season. You know what? Even though I would have liked to see A.J. Smith Shaver maybe start the season with the big league club, looking at it now and thinking about it now, I'm actually glad he started in the minors, because, and we'll hear about it here in a couple of minutes, but he got to really work on some things, work on some pitches, and he got to, I don't know if easing into the season is the right word, but he kind of got to ease into the season, and he didn't have to feel like he had to be ready or perfect right out of the gate. And he didn't have to worry about expectations right out of the gate. He got to work on his game a little bit more out of spring training. And he got to maybe work on some things that he felt like he needed to work on coming out of spring training. And then he comes up yesterday, starts, and he looks really, really good. So very impressed with A.J. Smith Shaver. And I talked about that fastball he has. He's got some other pitches too. One of those being his changeup. And yesterday he was actually talking about relying on that changeup to get guys out and how he's been working on that changeup a lot while he's been in the minors.
Yeah, I mean, I've been working on that all year, just trying to throw it more, strikes, down in the zone, just kind of executing it more often. But that's kind of what I spent the majority of my time down there working on.
There you have it, that changeup. He's been working on it. He's knowing he needs some other pitches besides that fastball, and now he's got that changeup he can really rely on. And again, he wasn't even using that fastball to get guys out. He was using that changeup. He also has a curveball as well. He does have a slider. He didn't throw a slider yesterday, but I'll let you hear the cut. He talked about how he has a slider and how he's been working on it, but he didn't use it yesterday. But that changeup, he's been working on it, used it yesterday, and it obviously is very much effective for him and got some outs with it yesterday. So that was good to see. And when we talk about AJ Smith-Shawver, it's all about him getting this experience and growing. And he talked about his growth from getting those starts last season, getting that experience last season, and obviously at spring training, obviously started in the minors this season. And he's talked about the growth he has had from last season to now. And let's hear AJ talk about that growth.
Just the game feels a little bit slower whenever I was out there today compared to last year. Sometimes it sped up on me last year, I feel like. I feel like I'm doing a better job minimizing, holding runners on, just the little pitching things that I've been kind of learning throughout this process.
So game slowed down for him. That is good. And look, that experience he got last year is going to be really, really important for him, because whenever he does get in a jam or maybe he does get in a rut, he can look back to that experience he had last year and know, I can compete with those guys. I can get myself out of jams. And he can even look back to this past start. No, he has the stuff to be able to get guys out with. And he doesn't have to rely on just one pitch. He's got that changeup. Like I said, he's got that curveball. So it was really impressive to see AJ Smith-Shawver have the outing he did yesterday. And I do want you to hear about what he was focused on during his start yesterday as well, because he had a very good approach, I feel like, to what he wanted to do yesterday and how he approached the game. And if he can keep this mindset throughout the season and, you know, not get in his own head, not get in his own way, and not maybe get too caught up in a moment when he's in a jam or anything like that, when he can just have the mindset and focus on what he said he was focusing on yesterday, I think, again, he can be a really, really huge asset to this Braves team. So I do want to let you hear AJ Smith-Shawver talk about what he was focused on during his start, because, again, really good mindset from AJ, and here he is talking about what he was focused on yesterday.
Just try to feel comfortable with the heater, changeup, curveball, and kind of just trusting whatever Trumpy had to say and trusting the defense behind me. We got some good guys here, so just kind of trusting everything and letting it play.
It's a great mindset. Look, knowing you don't have to do too much. He's got a good defense behind him. Chadwick Trump, while he's not the best offensive player on this Braves roster, obviously, he's a pretty darn good defensive catcher. He can throw guys out, and he's pretty good back there behind the plate. So trusting what Chadwick Trump or Travis d'Arnaud or Sean Murphy, whoever's behind the plate for him on any given start, trusting whatever they're calling. And trusting the defense behind him, knowing they can make a play for him. You got Gold Glovers out there and Ronald Acuña Jr., Austin Riley when Austin Riley gets back. Zach Short, by the way, has been pretty good defensively as well in place of Austin Riley. Orlando Arcia, Matt Olson, Ozzie Albies. You got guys who can flash the leather. You got guys who are good back there defensively. Jared Kelnick, too, out in left field. So all these guys can make plays for you. So if he continues to trust his defense behind him, continues to trust what his catcher is calling, and then just going out there and make the pitches he know he can make, he's going to be just fine. I think he's actually going to be a really good pitcher for this Braves club. And like I was saying yesterday, him and Spencer Strider are going to end up being the future. Like, that is the long-term plan for the next, hopefully, decade. Him and Spencer Strider are going to be anchoring this Braves rotation, because while Chris Sale is obviously pitching very well and obviously has gas left in the tank. He's not going to be here for, he's not a long-term answer in this Braves rotation. While I wish Max Fried would be a long-term answer, the writing's on the wall that he's probably not coming back. Just look at what happened to Dansby and look at what happened to Freddie. But, and then obviously Charlie Morton, he's, you know, he might be done after this year. Who knows? But Spencer Strider, AJ Smith-Shalver, they're long-term answers in this rotation. So good to see AJ have the start that he did, and hopefully he can build upon that and continue to have good starts and stick up here and stay up here with the big league club. So we'll see how it continues. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, game two of the Eastern Conference Finals was not what game one was. Let's just keep it at that for right now. We'll talk about it when we come back here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers out there. Shout out riding around and getting it. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there as well, getting the people from home to work or getting some of the kiddos that still are in school from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food and street workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local transportation drivers in the film industry, the 728ers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now too. So, Eastern Conference Finals game two between the Indiana Pacers and the Boston Celtics went down last night, and Indiana stuck around for a little while, but then Celtics started to run away, and then something worse even happened. Tyrese Haliburton did have to exit the game, and I believe it was the third quarter, and he departed with left hamstring soreness. So you could just kind of see, like, he stumbled a little bit, and I guess him trying to recover, he maybe tweaked that hamstring a little bit. He did miss, if you remember, 10 games with the left hamstring strain in January. So he may have re-aggravated that. And look, those hamstring injuries can be very, very tough. They can be very, very – they can just hang around and lag around, and it could be one of those lagging injuries. But hopefully – Tyrese Haliburton can come back for game three, but again, hamstring injury is just one of those things you just don't want to play with. And look, it's the playoffs. If Indiana goes down 3-0, they're probably going to get swept. So at this point, he doesn't have much of a choice. And I know that sounds harsh, but if you can go out there and just play at least a little bit, you got to go out there and play some. You know, obviously he doesn't want to be a liability on defense, too much of a liability on defense. So, you know, there is a line that you have to draw where it's like, okay, you're going to do the team more disservice if you're out there than, you know, good. You're going to do more bad than good if you're out there. So obviously the Pacers and Tyrese Haliburton do have to figure out that where that line is. But, yeah, not good news at all for the Indiana Pacers. But look, I think Boston is the better team anyway. And while I hate to see the Pacers have this happen to them, and look, maybe he gets good treatment and maybe he'll be okay and maybe that hamstring will feel better by game three, which, by the way, I do believe is it on Saturday? It is on Saturday, game three. So we'll see how he feels. Game three tomorrow. Quick turnaround, I don't know, having to travel to back to Indiana. I'm not sure about Tyrese Haliburton's status. Again, you go down 3-0 and Tyrese Haliburton isn't out there, and it's like, well, maybe he could at least gave it somewhat of a shot, and maybe he will, but I don't know. It's going to be tough. But as far as how the game played out on the court last night, by the time Tyrese Haliburton went out, the writing was kind of already on the wall. The Pacers did a good job of sticking in the game, but they did not get much from really anybody besides Pascal Siakam. I mean, Nembhard was solid. I will say that. 16 points for Andrew Nembhard. 6-12 from the field. 1-4 from three and 16 points. But you kind of had the feeling that this game was coming. And they still didn't even shoot bad. That's the crazy part. They still shot 52% from the field, 37% from three. So that's still a pretty good shooting night. But the Celtics just kind of overpowered them. They shot 53% from the field, 40% from three. Jaylen Brown had himself a nice game. 40-piece for Jaylen Brown. 4-10 from the three, 14-27 from the field. Jason Tatum had 23. He did it. He didn't even actually shoot that well, but he had 23 points. He was 9-20 from the field, 1-7 from three. Al Horford, 6 points, 10 rebounds for Big Al, getting in there and doing a little bit of the dirty work. Jrue Holiday had himself a nice game as well, 15 points, 10 assists, a very efficient night for Jrue Holiday, 6-7 from the field, 3-4 from three. Derek White had a nice game as well, 23 points, 8-15 from the field, 4-8 from three, and they got 12 points from Peyton Pritchard as well, who was 4-6 from the field and 2-2 from three. So, look, Indiana really just got outplayed by Boston last night, if you ask me. Boston, they shot better. I think they played a little harder. They were a little bit more physical. They crashed the glass, I think, a lot better as well. When you look at rebounds, Boston won that battle 40-37. I do wonder what the offensive rebound battle was for between Indiana and Boston. Indiana had 12 offensive rebounds. Boston only had 13, so, I mean, it wasn't too much, but it just felt like Boston was a little quicker to the ball, felt like they got to those 50-50 balls a little bit sooner than Indiana did. It just felt like they wanted a little bit more, and seemed like after Indiana gave them that scare in game one, they came out a little bit more focused and a little bit more ready for what Indiana was going to try to do to them in game two. So, again, after that feel-out game, Boston seems like they made some adjustments and they were ready for what Indiana wanted to do in game two, and they responded very, very well. So good game for the Celtics. And look, after game one, I felt like, okay, maybe Indiana can stretch this series out a little bit. Maybe they can take this to six. I don't know about seven, but maybe they can take it to six, and we'll see what happens. Now I'm feeling like, oh, I mean, we'll see what happens in Indiana. But now, especially with awaiting the news of what's going to happen with Tyrese Halliburton and what his status is going to be for game three, now it's feeling like, oh, this could be maybe a sweep, or this could be a gentleman's sweep. Look, and if Tyrese Halliburton doesn't play in game three, I know they have Pascal Siakam. He can take over. I know they have Miles Turner. They can feed him the ball and take advantage maybe of matchups against him and maybe try to do well and try to get him matched up on Al Horford. But if they don't have Tyrese Halliburton to be that distributor of the basketball that he does so well, going to be an uphill battle for Indiana for sure. And already down 2-0, it's going to be an uphill battle regardless. But, man, it really feels like Indiana not getting game one took a lot of wind out of their sails, and maybe that showed a little bit yesterday too. I don't want to say they were completely defeated, but again, it just seems like Boston had a little bit more of a pep in their step, a little bit quicker to the 50-50 balls. They were a little bit more physical, quicker to get the offensive rebounds. It just seemed like Boston had a little bit more motivation out there than Indiana did. So, after Tyrese Halliburton went out, it was really over with from there. But I do give credit to Indiana. They hung tight with Boston for pretty much three quarters, two and two-thirds quarters. But Boston at the end of it just really started to pull away. So we'll see what happens with game three. Again, that's going to be on Saturday. We'll see what is going to be the status of Tyrese Halliburton. I'll be on the air tomorrow, by the way. Got a longer show for you, an extended edition of the Hometown Take tomorrow from 2 to 5, so make sure you tune in to that tomorrow. But we have game two of Timberwolves and Mavs tonight. I'm excited to see that one. That one gets tipped off at 8:30, and we'll see if Ant-Man and the Timberwolves can bounce back after losing home court advantage to the Mavericks after Mavs got game one and what was a close game. And I expect another close one probably tonight. But look, Ant-Man has to get going, and they have to find a way to at least somewhat neutralize Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. And I don't know if maybe their plan is to just kind of maybe let Luka and Kyrie do their thing, but if that's their plan, I think they need to figure out something else. Let P.J. Washington kill you from the three, and maybe, you know, send extra help to Luka and to Kyrie. So, look, I'm wondering if we'll see Ant-Man locked down on either one of those for the entirety of the game as long as he's out there. So I'll be interested to see that. But that should be, again, a fun series, and I'm interested to see how the Timberwolves are going to end up bouncing back in that one. But I do feel like they're going to get game two, tie this series up, and I do feel like they're going to bounce back after. Again, game one's always a feel-out. Dallas, they did a good job in keeping the game close, and then they let their finishers do their thing. Again, Kyrie really was the one that started off hot for the Mavs in game one, and then Luka came in, and he threw the final body blows and threw the knockout punch in the fourth quarter of game one. So we'll see. Again, I said it after game one on, what was it, Tuesday? If they let the Mavericks keep this game close, it is going to be tough for the Timberwolves, because Luka and Kyrie are two of the best closers in the NBA. Kyrie is one of the clutchest guys in the NBA that I can think of. I mean, again, look at what he did in the 2016 finals. That step back over Steph, remember, that was Kyrie. I mean, dude is clutch. He has that clutch gene, and Luka showed he had the clutch gene in game one as well. So it's going to be interesting to see, again, how the Timberwolves bounce back in game two. But that game gets tipped off at 8:30, and we'll talk about that game tomorrow. Like I said, on with you from 2 to 5 tomorrow, so make sure you check out the extended edition of the Hometown Take tomorrow. We'll have some fun on a Labor Day weekend. But we'll have some fun when we come back 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take as well, because you know what time it is. We do it every Friday at 5:40, and we call it Grillin' Dylan. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Movies, music, sports, life, whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about it. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929 is the number. Again, 404-726-0929. Call me and ask me whatever you want. Right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
G-Wagon or the Rover, I put some ice on you cause you got a cold heart. I know I gotta keep my shorty on go-go. Drop that to the floor for you. Yeah. Whoa. You ain't gotta do with none of these no more.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Q Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Best day of the week, especially when you're heading into a long weekend. Feels good. Hopefully you all have some fun Memorial Day weekends with the long weekend. Personally, I'll go ahead and let you know what I got coming up. By the way, go ahead and get your Grillin' Dylan questions ready. We do have a couple of phone lines open, so get in while you can. Get in where you can fit in. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Want to talk movies, music, life, sports? Don't matter. We can talk Braves, Falcons, Hawks, Atlanta United. By the way, Atlanta United, they're trying to snap a, believe it or not, 8-match winless streak. Not a losing streak, but an 8-match winless streak across MLS play, because they did get a win in the U.S. Open Cup this past Tuesday against Charleston Battery, but they have not won an MLS match in the last 8 MLS matches. So hopefully they can snap that streak tomorrow against LAFC. Pre-game going to start here at 6:30 on Sports Radio 99 The Game, your flagship station for Atlanta United. That'll be with Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman. Do a great job on the pregame show. And then kick shortly after 7:30 with Mike Conte and Jason Longshore, who, by the way, is going to join me tomorrow at 3:20 on the extended edition of the Hometown Take. Again, make sure you tune into that. 2:25. Jason going to help me get you ready for Five Stripes action tomorrow. So tune in for that. But as far as Memorial Day weekend goes, again, long weekend. Hope you guys have some fun plans. My longtime friend from college, I'll actually tell you a quick story before we get into Grillin' Dylan. We'll get to Grillin' Dylan in a few minutes here. Give the stragglers a last couple of minutes to call in again. 404-726-0929. A couple of phone lines open. But my longtime friend, we met in college. It was funny. So when I first started seeing Simone, obviously she had a roommate. Simone and I live together now, but she had a roommate in her apartment. And first time I don't think it was the first time I went to her apartment. It was the first, second. It was in the early stages, but I had never met her roommate before. I had heard her talk about her roommate. I didn't know who, but obviously I never met her roommate. However, turns out I actually knew her roommate, because we went to college together. We both, shout out to University of West Georgia. We went to college together, and we actually were in can't remember if we had the same concentration, but we both were mass communication majors, and we had classes together. And we actually, we were on, we did a class, we were a group group partners in a group project. So I knew her roommate very well. Shout out to Kara. So Kara's birthday is on Sunday, or at least she's having her party on Sunday. So all that to say, we're going to her parents' house on Sunday. Her parents have an amazing house. Going to she's having a pool party. So we're going to do that on Sunday. Tomorrow I got the extended edition of the Hometown Take, and then Monday, just going to relax and enjoy the day off. So those are my weekend plans. If you want to tell me about yours, you can do it right now in something we call Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929. That is the number if you want to get in the game. 404-726-0929. Let's go ahead, head out to the phone lines. And I am very curious to see who this is. But this person goes by the name of not Slim Shady, but Squid Shady is calling up. Squid Shady, what's going on, man? Happy Friday to you.
Good morning, Dylan. How are you, my brother?
Doing good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And it is the old Slim Shady, but what? You know, I was the old Slim Shady till I joined the Nation.
Ah, I got
and
you.
Now
you turn Squid Shady because you're a part of Squid Nation.
Right. Well, but Squid Nation is all about the truth, and we are not quitters. And I have a couple. You said willy-nilly. It's getting willy-nilly in the streets of the 30189 up here in Woodstock. You got to tell Tip. I know Tip is all out in the streets.
Oh.
But I don't. So listen.
Uh-huh.
There's two things. There's more information about that member golf tournament now. Squid Shady's not going to say anything, but
Yeah, that's right.
So there's more. Yep. We got to ask two questions now. What was the final score?
Oh.
We got to know what his final score. Okay. Second thing is, you remember that truck wreck?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that truck wreck. That truck was fixed right about a block from turn four at Dixie Speedway. Where it is, he had that truck accident on Dixie Speedway, and something happened at the golf tournament. I can't call in between 6 and 9 today, but Tiff needs to investigate this stuff up here in the mean streets of the 30189. Dylan, you're doing a great job. Have a great day. Listen, hang up and listen.
Squid Shady, I appreciate that. Squid Shady. Our new insider here on the Hometown Take, giving us the tea on Bo. He not spilling all the beans. He not telling that there's all the tale about that member. And there's apparently more information on that truck accident he had a little while too. I don't know. We gonna have to confront Squid about this in the crossover. So Squid Shady, I appreciate you, brother, giving us the insight here on Mr. Bo Morgan, the leader of Squid Nation. But he ain't spilling all the tea though, and. You heard Squid Shady say it there. They tell the truth over there at Squid Nation. So we need to get the whole truth and the entire truth from Bo, whatever that is. All right, shout out to my guy Squid Shady. Appreciate you, brother. All right, let's keep it going. Jermaine is out in Decatur, where I hear it is greater. Jermaine, what's going on, man? How you feeling this Friday?
Feeling good. About to get ready to go to work.
Yes, sir.
Check this out, man. You know, years and years, man, I'm a Hawks fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I get tired of, you know, looking at these playoffs, you know what I'm saying? We ain't involved in it. So what you think the Hawks need to do this offseason so we can build this championship team up, man?
Jermaine, I appreciate the phone call, brother. Look, real quick, so we can get to our last guy, Chad, out there at McDonough. Real quick, they need to – this is what I would do, personally. I'm going to give you what I would do, Jermaine. Trade DeJounte Murray, get a good starter, 3-and-D guy, get you a nice wing in exchange for DeJounte Murray, get you a nice wing who can play defense, lockdown defense, shoot threes at a high clip. He can post up in the corner. Trae Young can find him in the corner, make plays for him. Draft whoever you think is going to be that best draft pick, but hit on whoever that best draft pick is, number one overall. You trade Clint Capella. Maybe get a nice backup center for him, or, you know, maybe if you want to get another 3-and-D guy, depending on who you're planning on drafting, do that, and you go from there. But you need 3-and-D guys. I think you need at least two solid 3-and-D guys, one maybe to start, another one to head to the bench so you can have some depth, You need to get you a true big man, whether that's Alex R. in the draft or whoever. Maybe you do that in the Clint Capella trade. And then you got to hit on your draft pick. That's what you got to do. To me, that's what you got to do. You're at least going to trade. We at least know we're going to trade DeJounte or Trey. I think DeJounte, but probably it could be Trey too. But you're going to trade at least one of those two, and then you're going to trade Clint Capella. And you need to, out of that, you need to get a 3-and-D guy, maybe a big man if you're not going to draft one. And if you are going to draft a big man, two 3-and-D guys, then, you know, you get your big man if it's probably Alex R. or whatever it may be. So there you have it. That's at least the current blueprint right now for me. You got to add to your bench. You got to get some more 3-and-D guys to go around Trae Young because he needs shooters around him. All right, real quick, let's get to Chad. He's out in McDonough. Chad, what's going on, man? How you feeling this morning, brother?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good, my man. What's on your mind?
I know we talk about a lot of sports, but, yeah, we're going to do some grilling this weekend. We're going down to the lake. We're going to ride the boat. We're going to cook some shrimp outside, some steaks, pork chops, chicken, all the good stuff.
You getting all the good stuff going. I feel you, Chad. Keep talking. Keep talking to me.
We don't have many weekends. I got to wake up another day. I'm good to go.
Yes, sir.
So let's just enjoy life a little bit instead of being so stressed about everything.
Hey, that's right. I feel that, Chad. I know that's right. And I appreciate the phone call, Chad, man. You have a great weekend, brother. I know that's right, Chad. Look, the vibes are going to be immaculate. I think the weather's supposed to be good this weekend. Just live life, man. Don't worry about no drama. Don't worry about what, you know, he said or she said. You know, don't get involved in no beef. Just have a good time. Go out to the lake if you can. Go out to a lake. Do some grilling if you can. Have some good food. Enjoy the presence of some good people if you want to. Or just chill out. But just have yourself a good weekend. And, you know, don't worry about any worries that they may be. Because trust me, they'll be there. They'll be waiting on you. So just find a way to have yourself a nice, relaxing weekend and enjoy the Memorial Weekend. That's the kind of note I want to go out on. Shout out to Chad. All right. When we come back, we'll hand things off to the morning shift, and we'll investigate if Mr. Squidbilly needs to tell us any more information. We'll see if he's been holding out on us, and we'll see what the morning shift has coming up on a Friday edition of the program. Rob Triple filling in for Tiffany Blackman. They're live, by the way, at Buckhead Butcher Shop in Buckhead. So we'll check in with them and get the tea on that as well when we come back here on Hometown Take, live in the Key Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
G-Wagon or the Rover, I put some ice on you cause you got a cold heart. I know I gotta keep my shorty on go. Drop that to the floor for you. Yeah. Whoa. You ain't gotta deal with none of these no more.
For Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Q Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Best day of the week, especially when you're heading into a long weekend. Feels good. Hopefully you all have some fun Memorial Day weekends with the long weekend. Personally, I'll go ahead and let you know what I got coming up. By the way, go ahead and get your Grillin' Dylan questions ready. We do have a couple of phone lines open, so get in while you can. Get in where you can fit in. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Want to talk movies, music, life, sports? Don't matter. We can talk Braves, Falcons, Hawks, Atlanta United. By the way, Atlanta United, they're trying to snap a, believe it or not, 8-match winless streak. Not a losing streak, but an 8-match winless streak across MLS play, because they did get a win in the U.S. Open Cup this past Tuesday against Charleston Battery, but they have not won an MLS match in the last 8 MLS matches. So hopefully they can snap that streak tomorrow against LAFC. Pre-game going to start here at 6:30 on Sports Radio 99 The Game, your flagship station for Atlanta United. That'll be with Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman. Do a great job on the pregame show. And then kick shortly after 7:30 with Mike Conte and Jason Longshore, who, by the way, is going to join me tomorrow at 3:20 on the extended edition of the Hometown Take. Again, make sure you tune into that. 2:25. Jason going to help me get you ready for Five Stripes action tomorrow. So tune in for that. But as far as Memorial Day weekend goes, again, long weekend. Hope you guys have some fun plans. My longtime friend from college, I'll actually tell you a quick story before we get into Grillin' Dylan. We'll get to Grillin' Dylan in a few minutes here. Give the stragglers a last couple of minutes to call in again. 404-726-0929. A couple of phone lines open. But my longtime friend, we met in college. It was funny. So when I first started seeing Simone, obviously she had a roommate. Simone and I live together now, but she had a roommate in her apartment. And first time I don't think it was the first time I went to her apartment. It was the first, second. It was in the early stages, but I had never met her roommate before. I had heard her talk about her roommate. I didn't know who, but obviously I never met her roommate. However, turns out I actually knew her roommate, because we went to college together. We both, shout out to University of West Georgia. We went to college together, and we actually were in pretty much the same, can't remember if we had the same concentration, but we both were mass communication majors, and we had classes together. And we were group partners in a group project. So I knew her roommate very well. Shout out to Kara. So Kara's birthday is on Sunday, or at least she's having her party on Sunday. So all that to say, we're going to her parents' house on Sunday. Her parents have an amazing house. Going to she's having a pool party, so we're going to do that on Sunday. Tomorrow I got the extended edition of the Hometown Take, and then Monday, just going to relax and enjoy the day off. So those are my weekend plans. If you want to tell me about yours, you can do it right now in something we call Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929. That is the number if you want to get in the game. 404-726-0929. Let's go ahead, head out to the phone lines. And I am very curious to see who this is. But this person goes by the name of not Slim Shady, but Squid Shady is calling up. Squid Shady, what's going on, man? Happy Friday to you.
Good morning, Dylan. How are you, my brother?
Doing good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good, and it is the old Slim Shady, but I was the old Slim Shady till I joined the Nation.
Ah, I got
and
you.
Now you
turn Squid Shady because you're a part of Squid Nation.
Right. Well, but Squid Nation is all about the truth, and we are not quitters. And I have a couple. You said willy nilly. It's getting willy nilly in the streets of the 30189 up here in Woodstock. You got to tell Tip. I know she. Tip is all out in the streets.
Oh.
But I don't. So listen.
Uh huh.
There's two things. There's more information about that member golf tournament now. Squid Shady's not going to say anything, but yeah, that's right. So there's more. Yep. We got to ask two questions now. What was the final score? We got to know what his final score. Okay. Second thing is, you remember that truck wreck?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that truck wreck, that truck was fixed right about a block from turn four at Dixie Speedway. Where it is, he had that truck accident on Dixie Speedway, and something happened at the golf tournament. I can't call in between 6 and 9 today, but Tiff needs to investigate this stuff up here in the mean streets of the 30189. Dylan, you're doing a great job. Have a great day. Hang up and listen.
Squid Shady, I appreciate that. Squid Shady, our new insider here on the Hometown Take, giving us the tea on Bo. He not spilling all the beans. He not telling that there's all to tell about that member. And there's apparently more information on that truck accident he had a little while too. I don't know. We going to have to confront Squid about this in the crossover. So, Squid Shady, I appreciate you, brother, giving us the insight here on Mr. Bo Morgan, the leader of Squid Nation. But he ain't spilling all the tea, though. And you heard Squid Shady say it there. They tell the truth over there at Squid Nation. So we need to get the whole truth and the entire truth from Bo, whatever that is. All right, shout out to my guy, Squid Shady. Appreciate you, brother. All right. Let's keep it going. Jermaine is out in Decatur, where I hear it is greater. Jermaine, what's going on, man? How you feeling this Friday?
Feeling good. About to get ready to go to work.
Yes, sir.
Check this out, man. Years and years, man. I'm a Hawks fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting tired of, looking at these playoffs. You know what I'm saying? We ain't involved in it. So what you think the Hawks need to do this offseason so we can build this championship team up, man?
Jermaine, I appreciate the phone call, brother. Look, real quick, so we can get to our last guy, Chad, out there at McDonough. Real quick, they need to – this is what I would do, personally. I'm going to give you what I would do, Jermaine. Trade DeJounte Murray. Get a good starter, 3-and-D guy. Get you a nice wing in exchange for DeJounte Murray. Get you a nice wing who can play defense, lock down defense, shoot threes at a high clip. He can post up in the corner. Trae Young can – find him in the corner, make plays for him. Draft whoever you think is going to be that best draft pick, but hit on whoever that best draft pick is, number one overall. You trade Clint Capella, maybe get a nice backup center for him, or maybe if you want to get another 3-and-D guy, depending on who you're planning on drafting, do that, and you go from there. But you need 3-and-D guys. I think you need at least two solid 3-and-D guys. One maybe to start, another one to head to the bench so you can have some depth. You need to get you a true big man, whether that's Alex R in the draft or whoever. Maybe you do that in the Clint Capella trade. And then you got to hit on your draft pick. That's what you got to do. To me, that's what you got to do. You're at least going to trade. We at least know we're going to trade DeJounte or Trey. I think DeJounte, but probably it could be Trey too. But you're going to trade at least one of those two, and then you're going to trade Clint Capella. And you need to get a 3-and-D guy, maybe a big man if you're not going to draft one. And if you are going to draft a big man, two 3-and-D guys, and then you get your big man if it's probably Alex R, whatever it may be. So there you have it. That's at least the current blueprint right now for me. You got to add to your bench. You got to get some more 3-and-D guys to go around Trae Young because he needs shooters around him. All right, real quick, let's get to Chad. He's out in McDonough. Chad, what's going on, man? How you feeling this morning, brother?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good, my man. What's on your mind?
I know we talk about a lot of sports, but, we're going to do some grilling this weekend. We're going down to the lake. We're going to ride the boat. We're going to cook some shrimp outside, some steaks, pork chops, chicken, all the good stuff.
You getting all the good stuff going. I feel you, Chad. Keep talking. Keep talking to me.
We don't have many weekends. I got to wake up another day. I'm good to go.
Yes, sir.
So let's just enjoy life a little bit instead of being so stressed about everything.
Hey, that's right. I feel that, Chad. I know that's right. And I appreciate the phone call, Chad. Man, you have a great weekend, brother. I know that's right, Chad. Look, the vibes are going to be immaculate. I think the weather's supposed to be good this weekend. Just live life, man. Don't worry about no drama. Don't worry about what, he said or she said. Don't get involved in no beef. Just have a good time. Go out to the lake if you can. Go out to a lake. Do some grilling if you can. Have some good food. Enjoy the presence of some good people if you want to. Or just chill out. But just have yourself a good weekend. And, you know, don't worry about any worries that they may be. Because trust me, they'll be there. They'll be waiting on you. So just find a way to have yourself a nice, relaxing weekend and enjoy the Memorial Weekend. That's the kind of note I want to go out on. Shout out to Chad. All right. When we come back, we'll hand things off to the morning shift, and we'll investigate if Mr. Squidbilly needs to tell us any more information. We'll see if he's been holding out on us, and we'll see what the morning shift has coming up on a Friday edition of the program. Rob Triple filling in for Tiffany Blackman. They're live, by the way, at Buckhead Butcher Shop in Buckhead. So we'll check in with them and get the tea on that as well when we come back here on Hometown Take, live in the Key Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.